Was it always usser to be microcarbon outside of the base meter? So we already mentioned this. Absolutely not. Let's see our Mishnah Vayit here. Perig Yud Dalid. Mishnah Dalid. Actually, Hukam a Mishkan, until the Mishkan was put up in the Midbar, Haya Habamais Mutares. A Bama is a private Mizbeach. And you could be macrovacarbon on a Bama that was put up anywhere. So technically speaking, before the Mishkan was put up, you could put up a Bama on Avenue J in East 15th Street. The only problem is, I don't think there were any people here then. But technically, anywhere in the world, no problem. Not only that, the Avoida Bebechairis. Are you the firstborn? You could have done the Avoida then. It was before the Avoida was given over to the Kehanim. The Pasuk says, Vayishlach is Nare B'nei Yisrael. That refers to the Bechairim. They were the ones that were doing the Avoida. But Mishahukam HaMishkan, once the Mishkan was put up, Nesru HaBamais. You couldn't, or rather, you weren't allowed to be Makav HaKarbon on a Bama, on a private Mizbeach. Only in the Mishkan. The Avoida Bekehanim. And the Avoida of a carbon could only be done by Kehanim after the Chet HaEgel. The Bechayrim lost the right to do the Avoida, went over to the Kehanim. Now, at that time, when the Mishkan stood, so the halach is that Kachay Kadashim Nechalin Lefnim Minakloy. Kachay Kadashim Karbanais, like the Chatas and the Asham, could only be eaten within the curtains. That means in the Azara. Kadashim Kalim B'chol Machne Yisrael. Kadashim Kalim Karbanas, like a carbon tide, and Shlomim could be eaten throughout the Machne Yisrael, but not outside the Machne Yisrael. So again, before the Mishkan was put up, Bamis were Mutter. Bamis really means a high place. It meant like they put up like a high place and they were Makav Karbanas on it. And it was Mutter before the Mishkan was put up. The Avoida was B'bchayrais. Once the Mishkan was put up, you can't bring a carbon any longer on the Bama. We'll soon see if the Heter ever came back. The Avoda went over to the Kehanim. Kachi Kadashim had to be eaten lefnim min akloim. That's within the curtains. And Kadashi Kalim throughout the camp of Klal Yisrael, meaning in the Midbar, throughout the Machne Yisrael, but not outside of the Machne. Now the Pasuk says, Vel Pesach Oyel Moed Loi Havi'ai. One is Chayiv, because he didn't bring it to the Pesach Oyel Moed. So you see that there has to be a Pesach Oyel Moed. If there is no Pesach Oyel Moed, for example, before the Mishkan was put up, then it's mutter to bring karbanas anywhere. Furthermore, says the Bat Tanur, that Yisra was dafka for Yidden. Avdei Kechavim were permitted to be makriv, l'shamayim, not to avoid the Zara, of course, but l'shamayim b'chol makayim. The Bat Tanur says, even b'zman hazeh. But Yisrael can't be a shliach to be makriv, or even to help out. But to teach them how to do it, very interesting about Tanura. I don't know anyone that does this, but technically speaking, to teach them how to do it, says about Tanura, it is mutter. All right, now a couple of things over here. If you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. But let me just tell you that really there's two types of bamis. There's a bama ketana, that's called a bama siachid. And there you can only be makriv individual karbanis. And there's also something called a bama gedoyla, that's called a bama siber. There they were makriv karbanis siber. The bama ketana, that they were able to make any place, even on the roof of a person's house, in his courtyard. If there's a machlokes, could it be just in any stone? Does it have to be a mizbeach? Not mamash with all the halachos of the mizbeach, but similar. And then there's a bama gedoyla. Bama gedoyla is built like the mizbeach. It has to be square, it has to have a ramp, it has to have a base, it has to have the horns. Now, even on the bama siyachid, not all karbanis were you able to bring there. Only things that you could bring as a nedava, like an oiler or a shlomim, but you couldn't bring a chatas or an asham or a pchar or a meiser. There's a machloikis about a carbon mincha. Now we said the avoida was with the pchayrim. You see that in regard to the oiler that was brought by Har Sinai. Does this mean on a bama only a pchar can do the avoida? So the Tosefta, it says anyone can, not just the pchar. The karbonas siber could be had to dafka be through pchayrim. Can we be makriv karbanas today? You did today. What? You were makriv a karbon? Yeah, if you're learning Masech Tzvachim, it's like you're makriv a karbon. Kala Isaac b'tayris aylak yelu hikriv aylak. Hashem says you learn the halachis of karbanas, it's like you were makriv the karbon. So of course, chas v'shalom, we can't physically be makriv a karbon today. But we can learn the halachis, like the Chavetz Chaim used to ask people to do, so we should be ready for the Binyan Habayis.